165 songs in this section. Start on hymn number 143 and go to hymn number 110. There are a lot of hymns in our book, but just in this section alone. So focus on the Savior's praise and adoration. 238, we'll sing it twice.
Hey, you are the words and the music. Hey, you are the song that I sing. Hey, you are the melody. You are the harmony. Praise to your name I will bring. Hey, you are the Lord of lords. You are the mighty God. You are the King of all kings. So now I give back to you the song that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing.
Forgiveness feels so sweet, make thy spirit's help so meet, and then we sing in the italic, even on earth, Lord, make me know something of how I owe. We sing that word, those words at the end of the fourth stanza. Right. Number 259.
When the passing world is done, when has some young swearing son,
to the sun.
I'm singing a different book. I have about Dennis Evans' book.
I was wondering where you got where. Mine seems to have the words everybody else has tonight.
We're reading from Psalms 34, verses 1 through 14. And that's Psalm 34, verses 1 through 14. It says, I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of his trouble. The angels of the Lord encamped around those who feared him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Let us pray. Our dear loving Heavenly Father, again, we thank you so very much for this opportunity to assemble here in Jesus' name to glorify you and to give you praise and glory, Lord. And we do know that there is a lot of different issues going on in this world. There's a lot of strife. But we do find refuge in you, Lord. And we are called to go out and do your work. And although we deal with some of those issues of the world that surround us, we're not bogged down by that because we have you. And we're just so very grateful for all the hope that we have in Jesus. And so very reassuring to know that you are with us at all times. And it's just our prayer that we can continue to go out and share that message of love with those who have not heard it or those that have not accepted it. And it's always so very good to know that although you are the God of the whole universe, Lord, that you hear us, and you care for us, and that you will answer us. It's such a privilege to be able to come to you because of Jesus, that we can come to you with these petitions. Again, we're just so very grateful for this time that we have to be able to come and worship you freely and willingly. And it's just our prayer that you'll continue to keep our minds and our hearts focused on what a true living God you are and what a loving God you are for us. And for all mankind. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Like that psalm, I think one of the headings in the Bible having to do is that happiness is for those who trust in the Lord. It begins that phrase, I will bless the Lord you have extolled. I will bless the Lord at all times. It's the opening phrase. So number 224. 224. First and last stanza. 224.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
176. When we use this song before the Lord's Supper this evening. No, Chris, you need to back there.
Yes.
Okay. At least one. So just remain seated, and Mike, where you and so just remain seated where you are, and when the one who's officiating at the table says his words and offers the prayer, then you'll walk down the aisle and just hold your hand up or get his attention. You'll stop and you'll be served at that time. 176. This song is sung quite often. We used to have the fourth Sunday singings. Very popular song for someone to lead. Been led in different ways. You just have to follow my lead. I like to observe the rest. Because sometimes if you look through, that's funny little thing. There it gives a phrase, and then there's a rest. Then there's a phrase. Kind of like chew on that phrase for a moment before you sing the next one. I think that's the way it's been written. So, all right, number 176. Right before it gets to the chorus, we go back and sing a second line at the top of the song, of the hymn. 176.
Your only Son goes into hide, but you have sinned from your side to walk upon this guilty sod and to become the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God.
I forgot. I said to go back and I didn't do that, did I?
No.
Let's start all over again. My age, I know. I do have a birthday coming. All right, let's start again. I should pencil that in or something. Go back.
Do what I said.
Your only Son goes into high, but you have sent him from your side to walk upon.
Love as we assemble around this table to partake of this bread.
which brings to mind the sacrifice that was made upon that cross by your Son and our Savior, Christ Jesus. We pray that you bless this bread, which brings to mind his body. We pray that you bless it, that those that partake of this evening would do so in a worthy and acceptable manner, remembering that sacrifice made upon that cross on our behalf. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. Now, as we give thanks for the fruit of the vine. Heavenly Father, we continue this memorial by partaking of this fruit of the vine, which brings to mind the blood that was shed upon the cross for remission of our sins. We pray, Father, that you bless this cup, bless those that partake of this evening. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. That concludes our observance of the Lord's Supper this evening. We also have an opportunity on the first day of the week to remember the blessings which we have been given and to return a portion of those for the various works that this congregation contributes to. The offering tray will be left on the table for your convenience following.
My Sunday afternoons are sure different when I don't have to preach. It is, because usually the afternoon I have my notes in front of me, I'm just reviewing and things like that and getting ready. But this afternoon it was just what I wanted to do. I studied the class book for next Sunday and things like that, and getting ready for next Sunday's sermon. Just looked at some verses. It's different. I like that. Number 166. 166. Still in that section, the Savior's praise and adoration. First and last.
All day long of Jesus I am singing. He's my soul, a joy will ever be.
Yeah.
He is my king, no
chapter 148. And after this song, Sam will have you do the scripture reading and the prayer. 148. We'll sing all three stanzas. 148.
I keep falling in love with him.